Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. This is day 5 of our trek through the life of Martin Luther. I have been enjoying visiting a number of places with you. We've been to Eisleben and we've been to Erfurt. Today we find ourselves in Wittenberg. And today we are talking about a very important moment in Luther's life, the moment of his conversion. It's rather fitting that we are here in Wittenberg because this is the place of his conversion. There is some dispute over the date of his conversion. Some scholars say he was converted before the 95 Theses. Some say, no, it was years after, sometime in the 1520s. Luther gave us his own testimony of that conversion. He had to write a preface for the collected Latin writings of his. This was published in 1545, this collected edition of his texts in Latin. And for that, Luther wrote the preface, and in it, he tells us of his conversion. He tells us that he was lecturing through Romans and Galatians and Hebrews, and then he was giving his second series of lectures through the book of Psalms. Well, we know that was in 1518. This is after the 95 Theses. That might surprise some people that as Luther wrote and nailed the 95 Theses to the church door, he likely was not converted, but it was shortly after that. One of the lines we see actually in the introduction to the 95 Theses is this: out of love for the truth and the desire to bring it to light. That's what Luther was questing after. He was searching for the truth, and he was especially searching for the truth of the gospel. Well, as he tells us, it was a rough road for Luther to get to the gospel. It wasn't quite the path that most people take. He was reading Romans, and he came across this phrase in Romans 1:17, the righteousness of God. And what Luther says as he finds that is that I hated the righteous God who punishes sinners. Thus, I raged with a fierce and troubled conscience. When Luther saw those words, the righteousness of God, he took it to mean that this was something he had to accomplish, he had to achieve. And there was one thing that Luther knew for sure. He knew that he was a sinner, and no amount of good works, no amount of striving that he could ever do would achieve a level of righteousness to satisfy a holy God. And this left Luther in utter despair and rage of conscience. Well, Luther had to keep reading, and he kept pounding at this door of truth. And as he says, by the mercy of God, God revealed something to him. He revealed to him that the righteousness of God is not something that we actively achieve, but that God achieves and that we are passive. I'll let Luther say it in his own words. He says, there I began to understand that the righteousness of God is that by which the righteous lives, by a gift of God, namely by faith. And this is the meaning. The righteousness of God is revealed by the gospel, namely the passive righteousness with which the merciful God justifies us by faith. Here I felt that I was altogether born again, and the very gates of paradise opened up before me. We refer to this as the Durchbruch, or the breakthrough in Luther's life. This was his conversion. Gone was the darkness, and now was the light. Luther would go on to say, I extolled that sweetest word, that word, the righteousness of God. I extolled that sweetest word with a love as great as the hatred with which I had before hated the word, the righteousness of God. Luther came to realize that there was nothing he could do, but that Christ did it for him. And that not only did Christ do what Luther could not, but Christ also undid what Luther did. He paid for our sin on the cross, and he achieved perfect righteousness through his life of obedience. And he earned, he achieved the righteousness of God. And we apprehend it not by works, but by faith alone. Luther came to learn that that was the gospel. That was the meaning of this crucial phrase in Paul's epistle to the Romans of the righteousness of God. And by God's mercy, he helped Luther to learn that here in Wittenberg. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.
We have a moment for a bonus quote, and this from the Dutch reformer Heinrich Bullinger. The church orders all its doings according to the rule of God's word. It judges by the word of God, and by the same word it frames all its buildings, and when they are built, maintains them. When they have fallen down, repairs or restores them.